a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, blue sky. It's 95 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms. A special hour on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
2,500 parents have started a Facebook group to get the Davis School District to hold classes completely in school buildings this semester. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says they feel their voices aren't being heard.
Especially at the past board meeting where speaking time was limited. They say there are social, emotional, and mental health challenges if kids aren't in class, and they tend to backslide academically and not get the support they need, especially bilingual and special needs students. The parents would like the district, at minimum, to give them a timetable of when they'll be going back to campus full-time, or they might just vote board members out of office in November.
But the district says they're holding classes on campus 2 days a week for now to help teachers and students social distance and stay safe. Some parents have only days before school starts for their children, but they still can't decide on picking remote learning or back to the classroom. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
It isn't a simple yes-no answer for some people. Dr. Ryan Godfredson at Utah Valley Pediatrics told KSL-TV that the risk factors for in-person include any underlying conditions in your child's health or in a family member they're close to. Also consider if you spend time with compromised grandparents or your child will not wear a mask all day.
It's not a bad idea to go visit with your pediatrician to just have that conversation to try to assess together really what is the risk for your child going back to school.
He says pediatricians overall actually want to see kids in class. It's better for their learning and their socio-emotional health. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Governor Herbert says he's cautiously optimistic about in-person schooling beginning in less than 2 weeks, but he also says districts are prepared if we see a spike in infections. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Governor Herbert says no, they can't eliminate the risk of COVID-19 spreading after the school year begins.
People ask me a lot of times here in the last week or two, why? Why are we opening up schools?
But he says the American Academy of Pediatrics is advocating that any plan to open schools should start with the goal of having the kids be there in person. But they will keep a close watch on infection rates in the state and that districts know what to do if the rates climb to an unacceptable level.
All the plans have, in fact, a plan B to it in case it doesn't work.
He says if rates go too high, in-person classes would cease to be. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:33. Another college conference canceling fall sports. Sports. Todd Fuchs, which one?
Jeff, this time it's the Western Athletic Conference. They announced today fall sports are off. Utah Valley University is in the whack. The conference commissioner released a statement saying the health and safety of our student athletes, the many others associated with our programs, and all those in our campus environments always will be the highest priority. A decision on WAC basketball will be made in October. Joe Biden calling for a nationwide mask mandate. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ehrens reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The likely Democratic nominee says every American should be wearing a mask.
It's not about your rights, it's about your responsibilities as an American.
He encouraged governors to institute a mandate on their own, saying masks can save lives.
The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives.
Biden and his newly picked running mate Kamala Harris got briefed on the pandemic today, the pair criticizing the White House response afterwards.
There may be some grand gestures offered by the current president about a vaccine, but it really doesn't matter until you can answer the question, when am I going to get vaccinated?
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And President Trump quickly reacting to Biden's proposed mask mandate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Don, President Trump took aim at his opponent during his White House briefing.
At every turn, Biden has been wrong about the virus, ignoring the scientific evidence and putting left-wing politics before facts and evidence.
President also accusing Biden of being in favor of locking all Americans in their basements for months on end. Store owners around Chicago's Michigan Avenue are asking themselves if one of America's most prestigious shopping districts can rebound from the damage caused by looting this week. Damage is sure to run into the millions of dollars and comes as a double blow alongside the pandemic. Businesses had been slowly reopening after pandemic-related shutdowns. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the reason the pandemic continues to surge is because the U.S. didn't deal with it well for long enough.
The nature of our country, of people having this independent feeling like, I don't want to do this because someone is telling me to do it, that's getting us into trouble.
He says the length of the pandemic depends on the behavior of each of us. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Former Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin offered encouragement and advice to Kamala Harris as she becomes just the third woman to be selected as the running mate of a major party.
Palin tells ABC News she hopes to see a difference in the media this time around.
A lot of the coverage of me was quite unfair.
She says she hopes the media treats Harris fairly, but not with kid gloves.
The American voter wants to know that we have the most capable people running and who will be elected.
She says things have changed, though, since 2008, as droves of women have come out to defend Harris's candidacy, something she says didn't happen for her or her predecessor, Geraldine Ferraro.
Nobody did that for me. Nobody did that for Geraldine.
Mark Remillard, ABC News, Wilmington, Delaware.
KSL News Time, 4:36.
How about a quick check on traffic? Ricky, what you got?
Delays continue southbound I-15 due to a crash at 90th South. Also, don't forget Redwood Road at 800 South. Flooded in the area. You need to use an alternate route due to this broken water main. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute of News is coming up. We're going to talk about little tiny fruits creating a big, gigantic nightmare. My Minute is coming up.
He don't miss the boat that day he left the shack.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.